Thanks again for listening, and join us in building up the kingdom by sharing Pod Apostle with a friend.
If one reads the Bible carefully, themes rise up out of the pages of sacred scripture. And there are a number of themes that I like to preach about regularly, and they're, if you will, low-hanging fruit. They are there to be pulled quickly, easily. And today we have one of those themes in sacred scripture, and that is this call to be joyful. I don't know if you heard that or not in the readings that we had today, and I'll remind you of them in a moment. But another theme that we hear regularly, often in the Bible, is do not be afraid, right? You've heard me preach about that several times, really. And why I like to talk about that subject, first of all, because it's right there on the surface so often of our readings. But it's also because I encounter people frequently who have some anxiety, some fear in their life, some unnamed, you know, inexplicable almost, just weight of fear. And so we need to hear Jesus say to us, do not be afraid, rejoice. Another very common theme in sacred scripture that we embrace often is the call to repentance. And the word that we might use, that's kind of a church word, repent. More common word would be to return. Return to me. That's what Jesus says when he says to repent. Come back to the family. Come back to the covenant. Return to your Father's house. And that's what we're doing here today. We are here. We have come home to God's house to repent, and also that our fears may be dispelled and that we may know the joy of God and the love of God. Now, back to the, I can't preach about all of those subjects today, so I got to pick one. And so I picked this theme of joy. Today, we heard in the first reading, rejoice. That was an exclamation, if you will. Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad because of her, all you who love her. And Jerusalem is God's dwelling place, if you will. And then in the responsorial psalm, you heard this. This was read and you repeated it a number of times. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Let all the earth, that's you and me, cry out to God with joy. And then the 72 were sent out and they came back. And when they come back, what were they doing? They were rejoicing. And here I quote, the 72 returned rejoicing and said, Lord, even the demons are subject to us. And why were the demons? What power was there that made the demons subject to them? Because of your name. Because of your name. So joy. I'm going to ask you about your joy. What gives you joy in life? In what do you rejoice? You know, I was at the Crab Fest last Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And, you know, I was standing next to one of the guys that was volunteering at the Crab Fest, and he was happy with his job. He was happy with his job because he was busy enough so that he wasn't bored, but he wasn't so busy that he couldn't just kind of step back and watch the crowd going by. And as he was watching the crowd going by, he just talked about the fact that he, you know, liked to watch people. How interesting people can be and families can be. And he had a little kind of taste of joy in that, just sort of people watching. And you know, I was thinking about that, and I kind of turned around, and there I saw a mom and a daughter walking toward me, and they had these matching American flag dresses on, right? And they looked so cute. They looked like twins, but one was 3 feet taller than the other one, you know? And it was just kind of nice to see. And I had this idea of, you know, just watching the people and how this person was telling me how they kind of found a little joy in that. And I saw this family walking across the pavilion and they were getting close to the snowball stand. And as they got close to the snowball stand, the rides are right past the snowball stands. And there's this little kid and he saw come into his view, the rides, you know, and he thought he was at Disney World. You know, he didn't know better, you know. He just saw the rides, and you could see his eyes light up, you know. And in that moment, a little joy just for me, too, you know. And so we have these little joys in life. And a few weeks ago, those of you that follow the NBA know that our own New Orleans Pelicans got the first pick in the draft, right? And there was much rejoicing for the NBA fans over there. And so we have these things in life that can bring us joy, fun and pleasure, achievement or championships, or just the hope of one, even if it's lived vicariously. And our families can be a source of joy. There is a graphic picture of joy in the Old Testament reading. If you were paying attention a few moments ago, the Old Testament painted a picture, and it was supposed to be a picture of comfort and joy and security. It was the picture of a child held on the lap of his loving mother. And this mother is described as having abundant breasts. And it's this image of plenty and security and being kind of coddled and held. Lo, I will spread prosperity over Jerusalem like a river, and the wealth of the nations an overflowing torrent. As nurslings, you shall be carried in her arms, fondled in her lap. As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. And so we have this picture that's supposed to kind of call us to a place of comfort and joy. We can have all of these different things in this life that bring joy, but ultimately, where is our joy supposed to be? In God. When was the last time you rejoiced? You know, I try to make joy part of my life every day. I try to find a reason to rejoice every day. And let me tell you something. Here we are at Holy Mass right now. And if you have not experienced joy today, maybe now is the time. This is a time and a place of joy. This is a time and a place to bask in the love of Almighty God, the victory of Jesus Christ over sin and death. You know, I know this isn't necessarily a joyful reality, but it's true. No one gets out of here alive, okay? We know that there's sickness and suffering and death and all of those things, but God wins, and we get to participate in his victory and anticipate eternal life in heaven. And in that reality is our joy. Now, as we are joyful, and I encourage you to embrace a life of joy, we also have to recognize that we are in a spiritual battle. The war is won, but the battle rages. And so we are called to fight in this battle, and fighting in a battle doesn't sound like a joyful thing, but it can and should be the foundation of our lives. You know, sometimes we hear quotes from Pope Francis, and I don't know, I'm thinking, where did that come from? Who, you know, is he misquoted? What's going on there? But recently, he wrote a little pamphlet or a little book. And in this book, and you're not going to read about him talking about this, I don't think, in the news necessarily, but in this little book, the name of the book is Rebuking the Devil. And Pope Francis goes through these truths, that the devil is real, and that hell is real, and that the spiritual battle is real, and that we are in the midst of that. But even in the midst of that battle, as the gospel tells us today, we are supposed to be a people of joy. Joyful disciples in the midst of the spiritual battle which God has won. So, the apostles return, or the 72 disciples return, and they're rejoicing because the demons are subject to them because of the name of Jesus. And Jesus says to them, "Do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because, this is your quiz, do not rejoice because the demons are subject to you. What does Jesus say the source of our joy should be? Because our names are written in heaven. That, my brothers and sisters, is something to experience some joy about, truly. And the first step in that joy is to personally, actually live and believe in that truth. You know, I was talking to somebody recently, actually out at the Crab Fest, one of the vendors, and we were talking about our lives and spiritual life and challenges that we faced. And they came to this conclusion that Lent was their most joyful time of year. And as she shared with me about Lent being her most joyful time of year, she said, you know, she says, I usually give up all sugars, all pasta, all bread, everything, and it's very difficult, she said. But in spite of that, I find myself really joyful. And I said to her, you know, I think she should have been able to figure this out on her own. That's a spiritual joy. See, that's a spiritual joy as opposed to a joy in the flesh. And those are the most powerful and the most real and the most lasting joys. So we're in this spiritual battle and the spiritual joys that God will give to us. So we go back to the gospel for a moment. And the Lord appoints 72. And he sends them out ahead of him to everywhere that he would visit. And he says these words, the harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. And then he gives a task. And this task is for every one of us. Jesus Christ commissioned you tonight in the gospel that Deacon Eddie read with a task. This is your other question on the quiz. What was the task that you were commissioned with tonight? The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So, ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. He's not even asking you to be a laborer. What's he asking you to do? He's asking you to pray that God would raise up evangelists for his church to go out and spread the good news, to win the spiritual battle. You know, can you do that? He's not saying you go. What's he saying? Pray that somebody goes. I think we can all manage that prayer. Now, I have to be perfectly honest with you. You start praying from your heart that God would raise up for his church evangelists to go out and share the good news. You're going to start feeling an itch. Like maybe that's me. Maybe I'm supposed to do that. But that's not what Jesus is asking. What Jesus is asking is for you simply to do what? Pray. Pray to the master of the harvest. And if you can't get that far, I'm sorry. You're not there. You don't know the joy that it is to walk in the path to eternal life with Jesus Christ. You know what it is to evangelize? You know what it is to share the good news? I've heard it described this way, and I've described it to you all this way. To share the good news is one spiritually hungry person telling another spiritually hungry person where they got something to eat. One hungry person telling another hungry person, this is where you eat. This is what will satisfy your soul. And you know, that should be in us. It's a true story. I was out at the Crab Fest grounds a couple days ago, and there was somebody there who had just recently eaten one of those crabs, and they were very impressed with this crab. They thought this was a delicious crab. This was really good. And so then they says, you know what, Father Mike, eat this crab. I'm like, no thanks, I'm good right now. And they kind of pushed it a little closer to me. Here, eat it, you know. And I'm like, hold on, you know, I'm good right now. It's like they were chasing me with this crab, trying to make me eat this crab. It's like, okay. Now, why did this person want me to eat that crab? Because they did what? They enjoyed it. And they thought, I want to share this joy with you. Pray that God will raise up men and women to go out and share the good news. And you know, I promise you, you want the good news in your soul. You want this thing that you want to share with other people. You want the satisfaction that Almighty God wants to give you, that He sent out those 72, and those 72 went out for the world, and He says, don't take any money, don't take any stuff with you, just go with your faith, and God will provide for you. And in My name, you're going to cast out demons, and you are going to heal the sick, and you are going to be welcomed. And all that happened, and they come back, and they're filled with joy, and they tell Jesus, even the demons are subject to us because of Your name. And then what does Jesus caution them? He says, don't be joyful because the demons are subject to you. Be joyful because your names are written in heaven. Because you're going to find yourself in a battle. And it's going to be hard sometimes. And it's not always going to feel like you're winning. I'm sending you out like sheep amongst the what? The wolves. My brothers and sisters, we are to be a people of joy. And I hope and pray that tonight there is an element of joy in your worship of Almighty God. But I don't want you to be deluded. I don't want you to have a false belief that you're not in the midst of a terrible spiritual battle, because you are. The harvest is abundant. The laborers are few. Pray that the harvest master will send out laborers to bring the good news, to bring salvation, to bring joy to a world that's terribly hungry. May we know the satisfaction of the joy of Jesus Christ in us and bring that good news to the world around us.